we won the game. We went out there to win the game. If you have zero catches, it doesn't matter as long as you win.
Does going there do anything for you, James? Obviously, with your background in the Bay Area.
Does it do anything for me?
Yeah,
it means I have to get a lot more tickets for the game. No more excited than if I was going to Atlanta to play or playing here at home. It doesn't matter. Main thing is just trying to win, man. It's hard. We got a good opponent in front of us, and we're just trying to get a win.
When you try to figure out how the teams stack up with each other, how relevant is the Week 1 game since it was so long ago?
Oh, man, two different teams, man. Two different teams. They got a different quarterback. We got a little different offense, so different teams. Got a couple different wrinkles here and there, but same players, so it'll be kind of a similar game. Tough, hard-fought game, and whoever executes the best is going to win that ball game.
All-season coach has been saying that your best football is ahead of you. Is that still the case?
I think if we win the Super Bowl, he's still going to be saying that. But he's basically talking about all three phases. We've yet to put together a game where we've dominated all three phases, special teams, offense, and defense. So we're still searching for that. Hopefully we can get that this week.
James, you'll run anything they tell you to run it, I'm sure. But do you have a preference if it's five, you personally, five wide?
Or? Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a receiver, so, I mean, you're always on five wide on the field. So, I mean, if we ever can get five wide on the field the whole game, I mean, that's my type of offense.
San Francisco's reputation as a physical defense, where do they rank, I guess, and maybe the teams you face this year that live up to that word?
I mean, they try to hit you in the mouth, just like every defense. I think, people kind of say they're super tough because the type of style of football they play, whether they're running it down your throat or, they got a couple big hitters on defense. But, every defense in the National Football League tries to take your head off. They're going to do the same. Great players on that defense, physical defense. You got to keep your head on the swivel.
As good as they are with pass rush, I mean, shorter routes probably.
I can't give away our game plan, but we'll do fine protecting those guys.
How much improvement have you seen in the line, particularly these last couple of weeks?
The last couple of weeks, man, they've performed well. They performed well again last week. Couple sacks, maybe one or two of them was on the receivers, but they performed well these last couple of weeks, so I'm sure they'll be up to the task and go out there and handle their business.
It seems like, can you talk about just how schooled you guys are at out of pockets hole finding? I mean, it looks like everyone has a specific.
We just try to get open when our quarterback really scrambles, man.
I mean, there's got to be a little more line than
just try to find the hole, man. Somebody deep, you come forward. Somebody forward, you go deep. Playground football when he breaks the pocket.
The no-huddle offense has been effective lately. In week one, whether it was the replacement refs and the spotting of the ball or whatnot, it didn't seem that effective. Do you think no-huddle will have a more of an impact on this game than the season opener?
We'll have to see. Like I said before, they got a good defense. They're going to be prepared for all situations. So, like I said before, the team that executes the best is going to win the game, and the team that makes the most plays.
Do you have any sense of kind of Aaron's attitude just going back to the Bay Area?
I mean, he's the same guy. I mean, in practice, he's focused. He's trying to get everything right during the week, in the meetings, and, to go out there and play our best game.